I think right now the most important thing is for guys to stay healthy, be smart over this weekend, and come back prepared for those 3 days in minicamp next week.
So what have you been able to accomplish up until now?
I think the biggest thing that we've accomplished is team chemistry. I feel like X's and O's is going to come. You know, we're learning a new offense, a new defense, and we're definitely moving forward with that and progressing. But I think the most important thing that we've been able to develop is just our bond together as a team. You know, to see guys out there during these practices competing and guys standing up for each other and wanting to better one another, I think is huge, and it's going to pay a huge dividends for us in the future.
What must you accomplish next week?
We got to continue to learn. We got to definitely continue to learn. That new offense is going in. We got to narrow down the mistakes. You know, throughout these 10 practices, we have ups and downs. We're always installing new things, so there's going to be mistakes. So now these next 3 days of minicamp, we're not installing anything else. So it's important for us to just continue to make improvements and not continue to make the same mistakes.
Guys have said that. A mistake's okay this time of year, but don't make the same mistake twice. Next week, is even one mistake okay, or does it have to be more crisp than what it's been up until now?
It all depends on what the mistake is. Mental errors we can't have, no matter what we're doing. When there's technique errors or physically, you know, sometimes a guy's going to beat you, they get paid too. But mentally, we always got to be on point. As the guy in the secondary, whoever you're supposed to be guarding, you got to be on him. If it's a zone, you got to have that zone cover. So mental errors we can't have, but physical errors are going to happen no matter what.
Us outsiders make a big deal about the 3 days on the field next week. But with the extra hours in the building, which is more important, the field work or the extra film study and time with the coaches that you get?
I definitely think it's the field work. You know, phase one was huge with that extra time in the classroom where we're not going on the field with the coaches and we're just in the classroom. And now it's important to continue to get more and more things on film. It's one thing to sit there and learn it in the classroom, but it's another thing to go out there on the field and be able to do it and make those mistakes and be able to correct them up when we go in there and watch the film.
You had mentioned that's a bit frustrating this time of year with the offense being able to do whatever they want without contact. In the little more that you do next week, does that satiate the desire of a defense at all?
Definitely does. You know, especially like today, doing a lot of situations, you know, third down and two, as DBs and OTAs, we can't get up there and press. So that allows a quick out or any easy throw to be completed. For those D linemen, linebackers, you can't go in there and hit anybody. Ball up in the air, we're trying to be safe. So it's tough without pads on. Next week will be the same exact thing, but it is what it is. We got to improve in this form and fashion, in this manner, and we're going to continue to do that.